Miseris, Per Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, 3:1. This Mishnah builds on a number of principles we established in the previous Prakim. We're going to talk about figs once again. Figs, you'll recall, are tricky in as much as the Mishnah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah A, had said their standard Gemar Malach is once they're picked because figs are preferably eaten fresh, as raw fresh figs. However, figs can be dried, and therefore there's an alternative Gemar Malacha stage, which is if a person opted not to eat them as fresh, but rather to eat them as dried figs, so then the Gemar Malacha doesn't happen until he brings them up to, let's say, his roof and lets them dry out. So that means that the Gemar Malacha stage for a fig really depends upon the da'as, what's going on inside the mind of the owner of the figs. And that being the case, we get to a funny situation where it could be totally dependent upon him. And therefore, the Mishnah will say, "Hama'aver te'enim b'chatzero liktzos." If a person is carrying his figs through his chatzer, his courtyard, with the intention of bringing it up to his roof to dry on top of the roof, so we established already that when produce is brought into the chatzer, the courtyard, that in its own right will establish the requirement for taking tithes. But that, of course, only applies to produce that has had gemar malacha, had its produce completed. Truth is that last point I said is actually machlokas tanaim, but this Mishnah takes it as for granted, so let's stick with that for a minute. So that means that if the figs were intended to be eaten fresh, so then bringing them into the courtyard would now necessitate the taking of tithes before eating the figs. However, if they're just passing through, and they're going to be going onto the roof to dry, they haven't reached Gemar Malacha, and that being the case, passing through the courtyard does not necessitate the taking of tithes before eating Achilas Arai. So the Mishnah then says, in a sort of strange turn of events, Banav uvnei veso, his own children and the other members of his household, ochlin pturin, all of them can eat from those figs in the courtyard as they're passing through on the way to the roof, and they can eat them without taking any tithes or putzer from taking tithes. The reason is because they haven't reached Gemar Malacha, and that being the case, they're exempt from tithes still. The difference, however, is as for him himself, the owner of these figs, who upon his das, what's going on in his mind, the matter depends, if they've reached Gemar Malacha or otherwise, he himself may not. And the reason why is because, since it depends upon him, the way the bartender presents it, it's to any onlooker, it's absolutely confounding to see this person who owns the figs eating them fresh without taking tithes. It looks like he's eating tevel. And it's difficult for one to speak out of both sides of his mouth and say, at the one hand, my intention is to take these figs and dry them, when on the exact same time he's eating them fresh. So since the matter depends upon him, he himself is disallowed from eating the figs fresh in the courtyard prior to taking tithes, whereas everyone else, since it doesn't depend upon them, even his own children and members of his household, they could. Now, once he reaches the roof itself, where he's drying the figs, the matter once again becomes nikar, becomes evident, self-evident to an onlooker, that his intention is to dry the figs, because there he is on the roof drying out the figs, and at that point, he once again could eat from the figs, achilas arai, in a casual happenstance way, without taking tithes. As for the workers, hapolim she'imo, so those workers, we now encounter the similar issues we had in the previous parak also. We've said that workers who are entitled min ha-Torah to eat from produce they're working with, so they would be exempt from taking tithes before eating them. However, in the case here, we've got workers who are not working with untied produce, rather they're schleppers. They're people who have been engaged to bring the, you know, just transport the figs through the chatzer and onto the roof. And that being the case, min ha-Torah, the Torah does not entitle them to eat these figs. They're not entitled to them. That if they would get the figs, they'd be in one of two ways. Either they're eating the figs because of the good grace of the owner of the figs, he's giving them a gift. Or it could be that the workers have been engaged as employees of the owner, and part of their compensation is to get paid in food. Again, we've said this in the past, and once again we say it here, it was very common in the time of the Mishnah, since everyone essentially lived on a subsistence level, it was very common that part of one's, you know, employment package, or, you know, his wages, included being fed. So if the workers are being fed as part of their compensation package, so then, as we established in the previous parak, that's the equivalent of selling it to them. And when you sell produce, that then kicks in the requirements for taking tithe. So when you purchase something, now you purchase it, it needs to be tithe before achilas, before eating. No such thing as achilas arai anymore. So if these workers are contractually entitled to be fed, so then this is part of their compensation. It's equivalent to the owner selling the figs to them. And that being the case, they may not eat the figs prior to tithing. On the other hand, if the workers are eating simply because the owner gave them a gift, he said, help yourself, so we're carrying them. So then that's a gift. And that being the case, it's not considered to be a sale. And so the workers are entitled to eat the figs without tithing them, mechilas arai. And that's what the Mishnah says explicitly. Hapolim she'imo, as for the workers who are with the owner, who are transporting these figs through the chatzer, bezman she'ein lehem alav mazonos, in a scenario where there's literally no burden upon him, the owner, to feed them, meaning there's no contractual obligation for the owner to feed them, so then ochlen upaturin, they, the workers, may eat from these figs freely, and they're exempt from any maaser obligations, because they're talking achilas arai. Aval im yesh lehem alav mazonos, however, if there's a contractual burden upon him, the owner, to provide food for the workers. So then, hare elu lo yochlu, they, the workers, may not eat from these figs until they tithe them. Because again, as we said, the giving of the figs to them is considered like a sale to them as their compensation, a mekach, and as such, it necessitates the taking of tithes. Now, you might ask, wait a second. We've seen the machlokas in Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda on the question of if selling produce that hasn't had Gemar Malacha necessitates the taking of tithes. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, which is unfinished produce that's sold does not need to be tithed prior to eating. And that being the case, one would think, the Mishnah doesn't take sides on Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, but one would think that the same way in the first part of the Mishnah, where we had not a sale but a chatzer, and just the same way a chatzer passing through a courtyard does necessitate the taking of tithes if it's had reached Gemar Malacha, and it doesn't if it hasn't reached Gemar Malacha. So the same principle should be here also, that even if giving compensation is tantamount to selling, since these figs haven't reached Gemar Malacha, and they're just being taken to the roof to dry out, and that status depends upon the mindset of the owner, who definitely thinks that, so then a simple compensation, meaning the equivalent of a mekach of a sale, should not require the workers to have to tithe the produce, because again, it hasn't reached Gemar Malacha. Why then would the Mishnah say they must tithe it? So that's a good question. And the answer isn't simply that, oh, this Mishnah is going to like Reb Meir, because that would sort of contradict the first part of the Mishnah, especially since in the Yerushalmi it says that Reb Meir indeed disagrees with our Mishnah, the first part of the Mishnah. That is to say, according to Yerushalmi, Reb Meir holds that passing the Chatzer, even if it hasn't reached Gemar Malacha, necessitates the taking of tithes, meaning, according to Reb Meir, even Bano Uvnei Veneso, his children and the members of his household, could not eat from these figs anymore once they came to the Chatzer, because once you go into the Chatzer, you must tithe, even if it hasn't reached Gemar Malacha. So in our Mishnah, you have to say something different. In our Mishnah, you have to say that something different at work. These people, as purchasing the figs, effectively, because it's part of their compensation, have what I've called in the past a mini harvest, a mini crop. And that being the case, this is their mini crop, and it's subject to its own status, independent of the larger crop. So in this case, they're effectively purchasing these figs that they're getting from the owner as part of their compensation, and therefore their status is independent of the larger crop. The larger crop hasn't reached Gemar Malacha because it's going to the roof to be dried. But the mini crop that they're receiving is being eaten here and now as fresh figs, and therefore they have reached Gemar Malacha. And that's why they would be subject to tithing now when the workers effectively purchase these figs by receiving this compensation. Yet you may ask, wait a second, we had that very case previously. And in the previous case, in the previous parak, we had said that requires at least to have two figs or more, tzeref, amassing of figs to make a mini crop. A single fig couldn't constitute a mini crop. And in our Mishnah, there's no mention that he, the worker, must receive at least two figs to be subject to the tithing requirements. So that's presumably not the case in our Mishnah. Instead, what one has to say, or at least one answer is, that even a single fig that's received as compensation in the chatzer by the workers must be tithed as a separate mini crop, having a status that's independent of a larger crop. This one fig has reached Gemar Malacha, effectively, and that being the case, is subject to the tithing requirements for the worker, since he's getting it as effectively as compensation, effectively as a sale. And the question is, why would it be different here than the previous cases where a single fig wouldn't constitute a mini crop? And the answer is that here, or at least an answer is, that here you have two separate factors at work. You have the first factor of the effect of sale, because you're giving to the worker as compensation. And second of all, you're also in the chatzer. So those are two separate independent reasons that sort of militate towards, they push towards the requirement to tithe, if you will, meaning mekach necessitates, in certain circumstances, taking of tithes before eating achilas arai, as does chatzer. And here, since you have both factors, both the effect of mekach, the effect of sale because of the compensation factor, and the chatzer working through the courtyard, both those factors combine to make the workers who are receiving these figs as compensation need to tithe them, even if they've gotten just a single fig prior to, say, prior to having multiple figs to constitute like a mini crop, a larger mini crop. Here, even a single fig would constitute that mini crop because both those factors, the mekach factor, the sale factor, as well as the chatzer factor, are in play.